Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Lamed Gimel, Menachas 33a, pagination is 65. So in the last session, we touched on the concept of Heker Tzir, that if we're not sure which direction is the traffic flow in a house, and we know that it's supposed to go on the right side on the way in, but which direction is in? So one of the ways that we could find out which way is in is by checking the hinges on the door. The hinges would be on the inside, and that's the side that's considered the inside, and it's right side on the way into that room. If there's no door, no hinges, and one can argue possibly even if there are hinges and a door, there might be situations where you could tell from the traffic pattern that it's clearly right side on the way in a certain direction. I know a certain posek who asked when answering machines were in, where's the answering machine positioned? Where do people go as they come into the house? Where do they go first? What is their traffic pattern? And based on that, we know where to put the mezuzahs. One of the classic questions that comes up in our culture is the doorway between the kitchen and the dining room. Which side is considered the right side on the way in? And one of the factors to bear on the shaila is going to be the concept of which room services which room. When you go through the doorway, kitchen, to the dining room, so that entrance is with the food that's to be eaten. That's a grand entrance. Right side on the way in that direction would make sense. In contrast, right side on the way in from the dining room to the kitchen is bringing in dirty plates. So in that case, typically, we would do right side on the way in from the kitchen to the dining room. And it's just an example that there are different ways that we could ascertain which direction should be considered the indicator. Other factors regarding positioning of the mezuzah are where on the doorpost should it be placed. So about a third of the way up on the page, Amar Rav Zeira at the end of a line, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah la'anicha b'techilas shlish ha'elyon. The mitzvah is to put it in the beginning of the upper third. And that's an important concept because sometimes you'll encounter a mezuzah that's put kind of haphazardly in the upper third. Good, it's in there, but it's not the ideal place. The ideal place is, as the Gemara described it, and is brought in the Rishonim, b'techilas shlish ha'elyon, the beginning of the upper third, and sometimes it would actually be recommended to have been placed a few inches lower than it's often placed. V'rav Huna ma magbia min hakarka tefach u'marchik min hakora tefach, it should be a tefach away from the start of the doorway. So we're going to keep it away from the mashkov, the crossbeam, by a tefach, a hand's breadth, about 4 inches. And that's something that people are aware, that we don't bring it up all the way to the very top. It's a tefach away from the mashkov. What do we do if we have a very tall doorway? So there is an opinion that's brought by Tosfos from the Yerushalmi. You could see it at the end of Tosfos on our page. Umenachas keneged kisefosav shal adam. It would be placed at shoulder height if the typical upper third doesn't seem quite the correct place. You'll take a look at Tosfos as we turn the page, though. And Tosfos does say that this concept of manicha keneged kesefav is not a universal solution. Let's take a look at the Gemara Amud Beis on the third line. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mitzvah lahanicha betefach hasamach l'rishus harabim. We referenced this earlier. Rava says that the mitzvah is to place it close to the outer part of the room. My taima, why? Rabbanan amri kadesh yifka b'mezuzah miyad, so that you encounter the mezuzah. And whatever the mezuzah is supposed to remind you of your allegiance to Hashem, Hashem Echad, everything's from Him, on your prized possession called a home, you make this declaration, etc., so you should encounter it right away. Rav Chanina Misura Omer Keiche Desintere. And Rav Chanina Misura said a different reason, that since the mezuzah is about protection, besides its being a commandment, it's about protection, so you should position it in the way that it provides the maximum protection, which is put it as far out as is still within the doorway. Omer Rabbi Chanina said, Bo re'ei, come and see, shelo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Hashem operates differently than a mortal king. Midas basav adam, flesh and blood. Melech yoshev mibifnim, the king sits on the inside, v'am mishamrim oso mibachutz, and the people guard him from the outside. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu enochein, Hashem treats us in a totally different way. Avodav yoshev mibifnim, the servants sit on the inside of the house, v'hu mishamrim mibachutz, and Hashem guards from the outside. And that's one of the reasons that's attributed to the word Shakai, Shin, then Dalid, then Yud, that's written on the outside of the mezuzah. It's a special symbolism for Shomer Dalsos Yisrael, Hashem who guards the doorways of the Jewish people. Sheneemar Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem is your guard. There's also a famous story of an interaction between Rebbe and Antoninus, that Antoninus sent Rebbe a diamond, a treasure, and Rebbe, as a reciprocating gift, sent Antoninus a mezuzah. So Antoninus, of course, was confused. Doesn't seem to be such an expensive item. Even an expensive mezuzah is not like a diamond. And Rebbe explained that you sent me something that I'm going to have to guard. Someone might want to steal it. And I'm sending you something that, on the contrary, will protect you, will protect your assets. He's describing this different type of relationship, whereas a mortal king, an emperor, has to have guards. By the Jewish people, Hashem commits himself to guard his nation. One other tidbit that I'd like to mention from this Amud, right in the middle of the page, in the middle of the line, you'll see the words Pischei Shimoi, which refers to an unusual doorway, an improperly made doorway. So the description is in Rashi Mekulkalim, it's crooked, it's broken. It has its bricks going in and out, in and out. It's not considered a regular doorway. Now, we typically don't encounter that. Our doorways are very shimmed up and nice. But it does come up as a sugya in the topic of Eruvin. What we do by Eruvin, to make an Eruv around a yard or a city, we put up door frames, an upright and a cross beam. The halacha is the cross beam can be very thin, even a string. As long as it has the image of a door frame, Chazal whittled it down to the bare minimum of a wall. A door frame around an area is considered enclosing it. And if it was only prohibited to carry there on Shabbos, midrabanan, rabbinically, then this Eruv, this door frame system, would be sufficient to enclose it. So the concern is that sometimes the door frame is made by lechayayim, uprights that are twisty. Specifically, if you're using a telephone pole as your base for your upright, but because the wire doesn't go directly above the telephone pole as it must in order to qualify as an Eruv, it goes alongside the telephone pole, so we'll put a plastic lechi alongside the telephone pole, and that will be positioned directly underneath the wire, and that will form your door frame. The problem is that sometimes there are other things on the telephone pole, or the people affixing it would like to twist it so that they could check it from the street. They want the bottom part that might get broken off by a lawnmower and should be checked every week. They want that part facing the street, but the wire on the top might very well be on the sidewalk side, not the street side. And therefore, they twist the lechi. It's pliable, it's plastic. They start it by nailing it in or stapling it in on the bottom on one side of the telephone pole, and it literally does a 180 or more by the time it catches the wire towards the top of the telephone pole. And the argument goes that perhaps such an unusual door frame to try to get underneath the wire, you twisted it so much that that itself might be a concern that it's not a conventional door frame as people make door frames. And the recommendation certainly is that we should try to keep the lechayayim as straight as reasonable. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.